Annalie Huber, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, for those that haven't had the pleasure of meeting the lady herself, would you give us a real brief description of Lady Darby?
Yes, she is a widow of a famous anatomist, and her husband was not a very nice man. She assisted him in his dissections by force. She's a portrait artist by trade. So when he passed away, there was a large scandal because women at that time period did not have anything to do with dead bodies, especially if you were from the upper classes. So at the beginning of the series, she's kind of hiding away from society at her sister's castle in the Highlands of Scotland.
And this series is set in the 1830s in
Correct.
Scotland.
Yes.
What is it about this pre-Victorian era, and for that matter, Scotland, that calls your name?
I love the 19th century, Regency, Victorian, all of that. I chose 1830 in particular because there's so much interesting things happening socially. It's the start of the Industrial Revolution, and it's all these wonderful changes in politics, these laws that are being passed, the Catholic Emancipation Act, the Reform Act for voting, and there's a Anatomy Act that's coming up in 2 years, in 1832. So it plays into this anatomy, this knowledge she has, the body snatching that's going on. And so it feeds this scandal and this fear that among society that's happening at this time.
And in fact, mystery, historical fiction, romance, adventure, any one of these makes for a great read. I am intrigued. Why were you inspired to go for all of these genres?
Because it's what I love to read. It appeals to everything in me. And also it lets you really develop your characters and make them human. And it really helps you get deeper in their character development and show them to be real and make them relatable to people.
Is it difficult to get the right combination of these elements, especially as the series expands?
It can be. It's trying to find that balance, but within the framework of it's always a mystery. That's what drives the plot. And then the romance kind of is woven through and the character development and the history to just enhance that mystery.
Do the stories get easier to write the more that you do?
In some ways, yes, because I know I've done it before. So there's less of a panic about can I do a repeat? But in other ways, it's always still challenging. I'm always still picking subject matters that will make me stretch and grow as a writer. Sometimes they're difficult emotionally. It's really hard to go there in myself to be able to write the character authentically and what they're experiencing. So it's easier in terms of I feel more like a veteran, but it's always going to be hard, I think. And I think the moment that it isn't hard, that I need to stop writing.
That makes sense. What kind of a distribution do your books enjoy?
They are available nationwide in all major bookstores, major websites, retailers, and they're actually available internationally in select markets.
All in the English?
Yes, all in English currently, yes.
Do you think a Lady Darby mystery would translate well to a different language? I don't mean the linguistics necessarily, but the whole thought process.
I think it would probably translate better to French than, say, Chinese, but I think that it would translate quite well. And I know some other series that are in a lot of languages. So I'm fingers crossed that someday it'll get picked up in some of those foreign markets for translation.
Did you know that Lady Darby would be a series when you were writing the very first one?
I did. I started writing it intending that it would be a series or hoping that it would be a series just because I love series. I love following characters through several books, you know, a whole story arc. It's just it's harder to pack a lot into just one book, especially if your character is starting from such a dark place as Lady Darby does in book one.
And do you have any clue as to how many adventures are still in store for Lady Darby?
I don't. I hope it keeps going on and on. I have it briefly plotted out in my mind for a few more books forward till about book 9, and then I'm not sure. But I'm hoping to keep writing as long as I'm enjoying writing her and as long as readers enjoy reading about her.
I would think that with series writing, as you do, that the gratification that you get from your readers is so vital to your continuing. Is that snowballing as more and more people turn on to Lady Darby?
It is. I have the most amazing readers, and they get on social media, and they tell me all the things they're so excited about, and they post about it to their friends and share it, and I'm so grateful to all of them for that, and it does. It feeds me. It's amazing.
You created her. You write well about her. Do you think that the world might ever meet Lady Darby in film?
Oh, I would love that. That is one of my, you know, reach for the stars goals on my list. I think it would be thrilling to see her, you know, in a movie or on Masterpiece Theater or something. And it could happen. There's other series that are very similar. And I think she's definitely a complex and interesting character. So fingers crossed. Phone my agent if you're interested.
Best of luck on that.
Thank you.
Anna Lee Huber is a Fort Wayne-based novelist and author of the Lady Derby Mystery Series. She joined us today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Anna Lee, thank you for sharing your very busy time with us, and let the mysteries continue.
Thank you so much. I was thrilled to be here.